Englandy. This is the moment the crowd have waited for. Just look at him go.
Congratulations, Catherine, on your wonderful performance in winning the gold medal in the 400 metre event of the Commonwealth Games.
Ian Thorpe really going for it. 340.17. This is absolutely amazing.
Tracy Wickham, a great world record here in Edmonton, and there it is, a world record.
The Diamonds Commonwealth drought has broken.
The hockey revolution has a golden uprising.
Adam Ayres, congratulations, and a games record. Adam Ayres has got a hat-trick of gold medals at the Commonwealth Games.
This is something to savour, something to remember for the rest of your life.
Get set, Australia. Welcome to Gold Coast Gold. Here's your host, Dave Colbert.
Hello and welcome to this Australia Day holiday edition of Gold Coast Gold. I'm David Colbert. In this edition, we speak with two members of our weightlifting team, both veterans of the Commonwealth Games and set to be among the most experienced team members in the entire Australian team. Melbourne gold medalist and set to be five-time Commonwealth Games representative Deborah Ackerson, and Delhi gold medalist and set to be four times Games rep Damon Kelly. But before we speak with Dem and Damon, and as we count down with just 10, that's just 10 Fridays to go to the Gold Coast Games, let's take a look at the headlines from another big week in Commonwealth Games news. Games Australia this week announced the 16 athletes who will represent Australia in weightlifting at the Gold Coast Games. Headlining the team are experienced Queensland duo Damon Kelly, who has been named in his fourth Commonwealth Games team, having previously medalled in Melbourne, where he won silver, Delhi in 2010, where he won gold, and Glasgow in 2014, where he won a bronze medal. And Deborah Ackerson, who has been named in her fifth Commonwealth Games team. Deborah has medalled on five occasions, including gold on home soil in Melbourne in 2006. The team will feature nine Commonwealth Games debutantes, including Tiare Clerk-Toomey, who was crowned world's fittest woman at the 2017 CrossFit Games. The full team and announcement can be read at the Commonwealth Games Australia website. The Queen's Baton Relay is underway in Australia, with the first baton bearers taking to the streets of Canberra. The Commonwealth Games baton visited some of Canberra's most iconic landmarks, including the Australian War Memorial, after beginning at the Australian Institute of Sport, where marathon legend and dual Commonwealth Games gold medalist Rob Di Castella had the honour of being Canberra's first baton bearer. Meanwhile, also in Canberra, the athletics team selection battle hots up, with a long list of potential team members lining up at the ACT Athletics Championships. Heading the list is hurdles champ Sally Pearson, along with prospective teammate Michelle Jenica, 400 metre runners Morgan Mitchell and Annalise Ruby, sprinters Riley Day and Melissa Breen, and 800 metre runner Luke Matthews. In rugby sevens, the preparation for our rugby sevens team continues with the Sydney Sevens. Unfortunately, Simon Kennewell has been ruled out of the series and the games after rupturing an anterior cruciate ligament in training. The Aussies men's have drawn the USA, Canada and Scotland in their pool, with the quarter-final qualifications at the Sydney Sevens ensuring a strong seeding ahead of the Commonwealth Games draw next week. That's the goal for the Aussie men. In the women's event, Alia Green and Alicia Quirk are back in action in the Aussie women's squad. Green has made a return from an ACL injury last week, playing her first game of rugby in a pre-season friendly against Ireland. Quirk missed out on the season opening tournament in Dubai with an ankle injury, but the playmaker has recovered ahead of the Sydney Sevens tournament. In swimming, Kate Campbell has ventured into rare territory in Sydney to win the women's 200-metre freestyle on the final night of the New South Wales State Open Championships. The former world record holder for the 100-metre freestyle and the current world record holder for the 100-metre freestyle short course is a self-confessed sprinter who dreaded the thought of racing four laps. Despite racing to a near collapse, she hung on to take out the event, adding the 200 metres to eye-catching wins in the 50 and 100 metre freestyle and 50 metre butterfly. In hockey, the Hockey Roos have claimed the Test Series victory over Spain despite a nil-all draw in the final Test in Perth. Australia edged the four-game series with just the one win, triumphing 3-2, with the other three matches all ending as draws. The Hockey Roos will continue their Commonwealth Games preparations with a series of matches against China next month. Meanwhile, the Kookaburras in the Netherlands will renew their rivalry in a four-match test series in WA this week. The Kookaburras head into the series as world number one after their World League final triumph in India in December. But they'll also be out for some revenge on the world number four Dutch team, who knocked them out of the 2016 Rio Olympics at the quarter-final stage with a 4-0 win. In netball, almost 12 months after giving birth to her first child, netball star Laura Geitz has been elevated to the Diamond Squad. The elevation into the Australian team and squad puts the defender in good stead for the Gold Coast 2018 Commonwealth Games selection next month. Geitz has 64 test caps and captained the Diamonds to the Glasgow 2014 Commonwealth Games gold medal and the Netball World Cup win in Sydney in 2015. Meanwhile, the Diamonds have held off a confident England Roses, winning the second test in London by 4 goals. The win comes after an opening match win against South Africa by the same margin. The Diamonds now travel to Johannesburg ahead of their final quad series test against New Zealand. The official pools for the first ever beach volleyball competition to be held at a Commonwealth Games have been confirmed following a draw ceremony held at Coolangatta Beach. The 12 competing nations for both the men's and women's competitions were drawn into three pools, with the allocated pools which will determine the match schedule for the games. In the women's competition, Australia has been drawn against Scotland, Grenada and Cyprus. And in the men's, Australia will play Trinidad and Tobago, St Kitts and Nevis and Fiji. And finally, Games volunteers have started to receive their uniforms. 15,000 game shapers will be part of delivering the games in the biggest volunteer exercise in Queensland history. And that's this week's Commonwealth Games news. Gold Coast Gold interview today for this episode is members of our weightlifting team. 16 athletes have been chosen to represent Australia in the weightlifting at the Commonwealth Games on the Gold Coast. Headlining the team, experienced Queensland duo Damon Kelly and Deb Ackerson. Damon lining up in his fourth Commonwealth Games, having previously medalled in Melbourne in 2006 with the silver, Delhi and Glasgow in 2014. Delhi, of course, I should say. Don't want to skip over that. Gold medalist in Delhi. And Deborah Ackerson, who's been named in the remarkable fifth Commonwealth Games team. Deb has medalled on 5 occasions, including gold on home soil in Melbourne in 2006. There's some great storylines in this team, but let's get to our two team members who are in the team. Damon and Deb, congratulations. Deb, we'll start with you. Must be a big thrill to be lining up in your fifth Games.
Yeah, thanks. I'm really excited. It was great to get the announcement yesterday, and it's really exciting. I can't wait to the time we check into the village, and then it all really gets real.
Well, you've been through it all before, Damon. At 30, you're both 34 years of age. So I will call you
thanks
veterans. You can, you know, you're not right next to me, so I don't feel in fear of my life. Fourth Commonwealth game for you. Do you feel the same level of excitement that Deb does, as if it's your first team, that, you know, knowing that you're going to be able to compete in another home games?
Yeah, most definitely. We had our trials at the end of last year, but even just getting the official nod this week, it definitely changes things, and it's so exciting to think that we'll be competing at the games in about 10 weeks' time.
Both of you, similar stories really, in terms of, you know, age and longevity in the sport and having experienced gold medals at Commonwealth Games. Deb, you were in Melbourne in 2006, and Damon, yours in Delhi. But both parents as well. Deb, 2 daughters. Damon, you've got 3 boys. Does that change, Deb, the way you approach this Games, knowing that, you know, your whole family, including your kids, are going to be there?
Oh, it's changed pretty much every aspect of everything I ever do. But yeah, it's definitely, it can be a little bit harder in some aspects of life and of training, but in other ways, it just makes it more special because, they're going to be part of it, and they're going to wear the little shirts with mum's name on it, and they'll be there cheering. So it's added a whole other level of it being really special for me.
So you've got Eva, who's 6, and Ella, who's 2. At 6, you're fully into it, so you know completely what's going on.
That's right. She can remember Glasgow, and she's counting it down with me.
What about you, Damon? Your 3 boys, Paddy, Thomas, and Jonathan. How old are they?
Yeah. Paddy's 5, Jonathan's 8 months, and Tommy's 3.
Yep. And so how excited are they?
Yeah, they're getting right into it, especially Paddy now. Like, he's been... more aware. He was over in Glasgow as a little toddler, And he's been getting even more excited. He's come down to a couple of the, I guess, the Gold Coast events and got a few like shirts and badges and stuff like that. And he's super excited to see it all.
Well, it's you know, in a unique situation. In fact, you're not the only parents on the team as well, which has to be a little bit unusual, which is, you know, you can share those experiences. Deb, for you, how hard was it to decide to... Because you contemplated retirement and maybe even did retire from the sport. How hard was it to come back and train at the elite level?
Yeah, look, being pregnant with my first baby, I put on 42 kilos. And that was a pretty big, I mean, I didn't care at the time because I loved it, but afterwards I had quite a bad traumatic birth experience with my first one. So for me, it was actually part of the healing process, I think, starting weightlifting again. And I sort of had to do that to feel normal and to do what I used to do. So that was actually quite easy for me, but the second one didn't put on as much weight, so I didn't have as much to have to get off afterwards. But the same thing again, quite a bad experience with number two. And again, just wanted to get back to feeling normal. I've done lifting for 20 years this year, so that's what I know, and that's what my body knows. So for me, it was actually quite a healing process and a recovery process for me. So I didn't really think twice about it. I knew that I'd be lifting in some capacity, whether it was competitively or just for my own, I guess you could say, mental health, really. So it wasn't too hard, really. It was just a matter of making sure I was fit and healthy and ready to actually compete when the time came.
Talking weight with female athletes is obviously a tricky thing, so I'll be as nice as I can possibly be. But 42 kilograms is a lot. How much of that have you lost now to be back to, you know, the situation where you're able to be competitive at the games?
Oh, so that was my first baby. That was 6 years ago.
Yep.
So after I had her, that came off quite quickly. I was feeding and quite regularly. So that was fine. I mean, I sort of go between the super heavyweight and the under 90 class. So for me, actually, the weight thing, just like Damo, we're in the heaviest categories now, so it didn't matter too much. But of course, I wanted to feel fit and healthy. That came off, pretty normal. As with most mums, I think they, once you feel normal again after your baby, you want to go out and exercise and do a little bit. So, it didn't take that long, to be honest.
So that's the 90 plus category, which is making its debut. Is that right at this games, the 90 plus?
For the first Commonwealth Games, that's yep. Right. It's been at, there was a World Championship and a few other events, but definitely first time for Commonwealth Games, to add that category.
Very good. And for you, Damon, of course, the super heavyweight category, which is plus 105. I'm not sure that there's that many super heavyweights that are 106 kilograms, to be honest.
No, it tends to creep up there a bit. So,
what are you coming in at? I can ask you.
Yeah, no, it's about... It's around 150 kilos at the moment. So, some of the scales at the gym only go to 150, so they stop sometimes when I hop on them, but I'm assuming it's around that kind of weight.
And is that a good position to be in? Do you want to carry as much as you can, as well as lift as much as you can?
Oh, to a certain extent, yeah. Like, you don't want to get too big that you lose your mobility and speed, but it does help to have a bit of extra weight to... So the bar doesn't kind of push you around a bit. So to find that balance, and I've generally found when I compete, I'm generally mid to high 140s anyway. So probably getting back into a good routine, I tend to always finish up around that kind of body weight.
Are you both, having been in Games Villages myself and eating lettuce leaves and inhaling air to try and keep as much weight off as possible back in my days of competing, I would imagine for you, Damon, in particular, the village would be a good place to be. I reckon you'd give it a fair whack in the dining hall.
Yeah, you get pretty excited the first few days. then you got to reel it back a bit and understand that you don't normally do eat as much as you do with a buffet, but... No, it's pretty. It's an enjoyable experience, and especially with all the other lifters in the team. They're all cutting weight and making weight, and they really enjoy it after the competition.
I reckon they probably wouldn't like you guys in the super category, that you don't have to be quite as severe on your diet. Deb, you've had such an amazing sporting career, starting off as a discus thrower, where you know the name Deborah Lovely first came to prominence for a lot of athletics fans, sports fans in Australia, World Youth Championships bronze medalist, but also quite a handy track cyclist. What was it that attracted you to the weightlifting?
I started weightlifting pretty early on, so I was doing it to complement my athletics, just a sort of bench and squat sort of weightlifting. And I think because of the technicalities of throwing discus and hammer and the hours and hours of technique inside the circle, and a millimetre here and there could throw me off a bit, and I did get to a level where I was throwing quite decent as a teenager, and it was another big step to go, as a senior thrower. And I think just being able to do the weightlifting side of things, get a bit stronger and then try something new, just at that point in my life, I was about 14, 15, I just absolutely loved it. Like I found myself like at school just thinking about my training session later in the day, and I just could not wait to get to the gym. And I think that's obviously carried through for 20 years now, but I've just absolutely loved every single training session. I've loved the physicality of being in the gym and lifting those heavy weights, and it's such a challenge for yourself. You've got the actual numbers there. It's not like you kind of just, it's very, what's the word? Like you really have your goals, and you can reach them every single training session. You know when you've improved, and you know when, you've hit those goals, the exact weights that you want to get. And I just loved every aspect of lifting. It was just such a challenge, and a bit of mind games here and there, and I really enjoyed that as well. So I've just absolutely loved the sport.
Do you have a love-hate relationship with the bar?
Oh, no, I just love it.
You don't look at it some days and go, you damn thing. It's such an inanimate object. It's, as you say, the weight is such a finite thing, and it goes up in, 2.5 kilogram increments, so you know what it is, but it's there and you've got to move it. It's a pretty simple thing, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it. I mean, usually it's more, when you get to our age, you sort of turn up at the gym and it's not so much the bar now. It's more, my knees and, my back and, my elbows and I've got to warm everything up and go through my whole, half an hour to an hour process of warming everything up. And then you get to the bar, but no, I've never disliked the bar. I've always loved it.
What about you, Damon? How do you get on with the bar?
Well, pretty well. I guess it's your friend as well in the moments of glory in the competition. So yeah, you got to respect it a bit.
When you were growing up, Damon, what you played school rugby union? How did you get into weightlifting?
I was fortunate enough that a weightlifting club started at school. Mike Power was a father of a student at St Lawrence's, and he was a former weightlifter himself. And I think his son and friends were keen to learn. And he asked the school he could coach, and they bought a couple of bars and some weights, and he offered to coach a couple mornings a week at the school. And at that time, we were doing like resistance training for PE, and thought I might as well go down and give it a go. And basically, just enjoyed it from the start.
A lot of the go on.
No, just enjoyed it and stuck at it.
A lot of our listeners on the Gold Coast Gold podcast, I'm talking with Damon Kelly and Deborah Ackerson, who have both been announced this week as members of our weightlifting team. Deb off to her fifth games, Damon competing in his fourth. Both have got a swag full of medals, including golds from previous Commonwealth Games. A lot of the other athletes that listen to this podcast, love hearing the stories of other athletes and the things that they go through. Both of you are working and families and etc. Deb, you've got a law criminology degree. Damon, you're working a lot, and I've read some of the stuff where you're saying it's been hard recently to combine your workload. What is it that you do, and how do you combine that work, life, family, training balance?
It's been, initially when I started, returned back to doing full-time work, it was in February last year. So it did take probably a good, 6 months to work it all out again. So it's been a while since I've been work full time and had to train. Just getting into, a good routine and just probably modifying training a little bit. Know that I probably can't have the 2 to 3 hour gym sessions that I was used to. And just to try and get into the gym, and then understanding as well that with the family that sometimes I'll have to give gym a miss and help my wife out at home, or she needs a break. But just understanding that, yeah, that everything can, I guess, work, training and family need to, will give and take at separate times, and just trying to, I guess, fit it all in, and it's, I guess, take a step back when you need to or at certain times.
What about for you, Deb? How do you combine all of the things that you need to do in your life with your training?
Oh, well, I've got a wonderful husband. I've got amazing parents, and I had an amazing sister who actually just left to go study in Japan for a year, which was not great timing for me. But just the fact that my husband was able to work in having the girls for the 3 afternoons a week, and then my parents pretty much dropping everything in their life whenever I asked them to, has just been an incredible support for me. So, I mean, I again try and split my training. I was often training under my house, doing, you know, strength squats, you know, when I could, when the baby was asleep, and you know, that really puts me out, doing it in the middle of the day when it's like 40 degrees here in Queensland. But yeah, it's been tough, but at the same time, like Damo said, you know, we're sort of at the age where, you know, you just have to fit everything in. We've done all the hard work over the years. You know, for both of us, it's been, you know, 19, 20 years of lifting. So our body knows what we have to do. It's just a matter of doing, you know, doing enough that we get the loading and everything underway, but not so much that we actually overtrain. So, I mean, for me, it's been really being able to, less is more at the moment. And actually, you know, I've been doing quite a lot less than I thought, but I've been actually getting really good results from it. So I don't have to train like I used to as a 15 to 20 year old. I can, you know, I can just do those 3 sessions, give my body a rest, and let myself heal, since I am getting old. And then, yeah, hit the big weights when I need to.
What about the relationship with your coach? Damon, you've had the same coach for 20 years. Miles Waddell, I think I've said that right? You'll tell me if I haven't.
Yeah, Waddell.
How's that relationship?
Yeah, it's been good. So I guess we both get along really well, and I guess we both kind of, I guess, developed into the sport over the years, and just, yeah, like, I guess we form a good partnership, and I guess we know, just, yeah, like, you know, he knows what, how to, I guess, question me and get that little bit extra out of me. When out the gym, don't really want to do it. But just, yeah, just it's just a good relationship, and works really well. And I've been happy to be able to share a lot of my experiences with him in the teams that I've been on, which is fantastic.
And what about you, Deborah? With your, is it still Mike Keelan who's your coach?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And long term.
Yeah, long term. Look, he is amazing. He's a very busy person, but always does more than what he should for me. And I think, you know, often he knows me more than I, or better than I know myself in some ways. He can watch me at training and know exactly, you know, where I'm at, and just sort of cut it back a bit when I don't need to go so heavy, or push it a little bit when I'm feeling good. And yeah, it's just a great relationship. I mean, I think both Sam and myself would say that we're very good friends with our coach. It hardly feels like coach sometimes. I am very lucky to have had Mike for so long, and I really appreciate the help that he's given me. And I just can't believe, yeah, it's been so long. It's just time flies so quick. So I think, you know, I've still got that element where I feel like I'm doing it for him, and I want to achieve what I can to say, you know, to show my appreciation for all the effort he's put into me. Like, he's, you know, he turned up at the gym 6 times a week for no money, you know, never asked for anything of me for you know, the 17 years or so that I was at that gym with him. So I'm very thankful and very lucky, and yeah, I hope I can do him proud at Gold Coast.
You'll be very popular amongst your own teammates, having competed in a home games 2006 in Melbourne. Deb, you won gold there, and Damon Silver. What are your memories of Melbourne, and how do you think that experience of a home games will help you going towards the Gold Coast?
I just remember just having a really good time. It was my first couple of games in terms of, so I was pretty stoked really just to be in the team and actually be competing at the games, and winning a medal was just a bonus for me. And then just being this experience of the support of everyone. Like, you go to the training, you bump into people, and everyone will be behind you, and obviously the crowd as well. Probably the biggest cheer I've ever been in front of, and a home crowd, and that definitely makes you lift that a little bit more, and helps you lift the weight up with you. So just, yeah, and just the buzz generally that surrounds it, you know, especially now being up the Gold Coast, but living in Brisbane, it's really close to home, and then just everyone I talk to is really excited about it, and just makes it more special that more friends and family can come down and watch you lift, so where you don't probably get that when you're overseas games.
What about for you, Deborah, who, you know, World Junior Championship representative in athletics, so close to Commonwealth Games selection in that sport, but what are your memories of Melbourne, which was your second Games?
Well, first, before comp, my memories was starving myself because I had dropped almost 14 kilos in a month. So I would regularly be at the food hall, but it was pretty much just to smell the food and smell what was going on. But like Damo said, it was just a buzz. It was an absolute buzz. Like, the second an Australian citizen saw you in your Australian uniform, they just went crazy, and it was just excellent. Like, we just had an amazing time. Just, you feel like you're floating on air the whole time. And I, again, a few things happened in my competition before the competition day, where suddenly I found myself, you know, ranked top two. And, you know, getting a bit of media attention, and then suddenly I'm competing in front of my home crowd, and then I'm in the gold medal spot. I just couldn't, yeah. And again, I had people watching back now over the DVD of it. I see people holding up my name, you know, written big banners and things. I don't even know who those people were, but it was just amazing to have my family front row, friends and family, and then to go out on the trams in Melbourne holding my gold medal around. It was just amazing.
Yep. Memories for a lifetime. I dare say, Deb, that there'll be some attention on the women's weightlifting on the Gold Coast because of the transgender athlete that's competing from New Zealand. I don't want to get too deep into it. We could discuss this forever, and it's happening in a lot of sports. But for those that aren't aware, that New Zealand weightlifter Laurel Hubbard, who's transitioned from being a male to a female in mid-30s, national junior record holder as a male, now competing as a female in your category, is going to have intense spotlight on this sport. Are you able to tell us what you think of it? Are you able to contemplate what it's going to be like, or do you have to just block it all out?
At this point in time, it's hard because it's a bit of everything, like regularly all the time, and especially with, you know, personal and people asking me questions and things. But, you know, I think by competition day, I'll be trying to block it all out. But, you know, as you know, I don't have any control over who my competitors are going to be. I'm curious to see what the crowd does and what happens. And I think everyone can have an opinion on it. But actually, like you said, it just comes down to the fact that I'm actually the only Australian that it affects in this situation. I know people have their opinions, but, I'm actually one, the one competing in this one this time, so... Yeah, I'm still going to try and focus on what I have to do from now until then to do my best.
Do you have an opinion on it, or is it something you have... I'm sure you do have an opinion on it. Is it something you can share, or is it something you just have to... It's best just to not share it at the moment?
Oh, it's probably best not to share it at the moment, but it might be fairly obvious how I feel. But I guess, in some ways, you know, I know I'm a director of my national sporting organisation, and I'm a mum of two girls, and I have great concern about the future of weightlifting and just in women's sport in general in this issue. So obviously there's personal notes, not just for me, but of course I want a future of female weightlifters and my daughters, you know, being a part of the sport. So there's that sort of thing. It's not just about me, it's about everybody else as well.
Yeah, it's going to be a big issue during the games, and, you know, having seen it through athletics in Rio with number of athletes, and that'll continue in athletics as well at the Commonwealth Games. It's with Casa Semenya, it's an interesting one, and I'm interested in your views. Let's just change the topic. Queen's Baton Relay. Both of you are running with the Queen's Baton Relay. Damo, how's your running?
Well, hopefully I won't have to do too much running.
I think you've got to carry it about 500 metres, don't you?
400.
400.
200, and then go at the pace you want to, so... I'll be working on that one.
How do you go over? I reckon you'd be okay over. Well, probably 20 metres would be your specialty, Damo. You'd be hard to beat over 20, I reckon, with your explosive power.
Yeah. I did try and run 100 about 10 years ago, and it's a lot longer than I remember.
Whereabouts, Deb, where are you carrying the baton?
I'll be at Cleveland on day 96, I'm pretty sure.
Yep.
So that's going to be fairly exciting. Again, in the questions, I think I said that it would take me around 4 minutes to do my leg of it. I'm going to enjoy it.
So that's near home in Queensland?
It's not. I'm in Ipswich, so okay. It's not near there, but it's pretty close to the gym. So, and I did my whole career at Cougars, so down that way. So it's pretty close to that.
All right, that's good news. Damo, where are you? Where are you sprinting that 200 metres?
I'm up in Atherton, yep. In far north Queensland. So I was actually born in Atherton. So yeah, quite an honour to be able to carry the baton up there. Looking forward to it. I'm a little bit early. I think I'm about the 14th of March. Okay. I'll head up there and do my run. And yeah, it's great to be able to be part of the baton relay, but even more special to do it in the town I was born.
Awesome. Can I just discuss quickly before we go? We're talking with our weightlifters, the elder statesmen and women of the weightlifting team, Damon Kelly, who's off to his fourth games, and Deborah Ackerson, who's off to her fifth games, who, as you can hear, has got the children in the background who say, Mum, we've had enough of this. Who are you talking to? You're talking to that bloke on the Gold Coast Gold podcast. When I look, both of you, at the 2014 medals table for weightlifting, Australia... we're in 12th place. Zero gold, one silver and two bronze. That's un-Australian for weightlifting in a Commonwealth Games. Are we able to rectify that on the Gold Coast?
Yeah, we'll see.
Deb?
We covered that issue a little bit just earlier when I was talking. Hopefully you never know what happens, eh? I mean, you know, someone can come out and miss all the lifts, so that's where we'll be. Yeah, that's where I'll be anyway, right there. Ready to take a medal.
Where's the competition coming from? I was recently at the South Pacific Mini Games in Vanuatu, and they are very strong across the Pacific Islands. And obviously, you've then got Nigeria, India, Canada, etc., England. It's a pretty broad cross section of countries that win medals at Commonwealth Games in weightlifting.
Yeah, definitely. Probably the last 10, 15 years. Definitely getting a lot more competitive, and a lot more countries are producing quality athletes. Like there's been a huge rise in the quality of Oceania guys, and then England and Wales and Canada and India and Nigeria producing some like world class athletes. So it's not really one country that dominates it anymore. It's quite spread out and competitive.
Last question for both of you. What's in the lead-up? 10 weeks to go. What's the preparation entail?
Sort of cram in as much training as we can, and making sure the body's ready for the day, and just look forward to the experience. That's better for me. So if I can be consistent training and ready for the day, I'll be ready to take on Commonwealth.
And Deb?
It'll be getting my little girl back to school on Monday, and then I'll be flat out into the training again. I'm just trying to enjoy, my last hurrah. So my three training sessions every week, or four sometimes, will be, I'll really be pushing it as much as I can. And, I think just enjoying it now that we can say we're in the team and we can celebrate it. So I think enjoying it at the same time is absolutely going hard, and I just can't wait to check into the village. I'm going to have 2 weeks of... no cooking, no washing. It's going to be amazing.
Like holiday, except you've got a little competition in there as well. So like Club Med, but better. Congratulations, guys, on your selection. Deb, you're going to be in rarefied position of having gone to a fifth games. Damon, for you to be in your fourth games. Popular members of the team, and we wish you all the best in the lead-up to the games, and can't wait to see you in action.
Thank you
very much.
Damon Kelly and Deb Ackerson there, who are off to the games in our weightlifting team. That's it for this edition of Gold Coast Gold. A reminder, you can subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss an edition. You can join us at Commonwealth Games Australia on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram to keep up with all the news regarding the Australian team at the 2018 Gold Coast Commonwealth Games. Until next week, thanks for your company on Gold Coast Gold.